Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks for our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. Good Pharmacy is with us today, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. And here across the Straight Talk table today is the one and the only sheriff of Chester County, Mr. Max Dorsey. And I was embarrassed to find out that it's been years since you and I have been across the table.
Yeah, it has been.
How fast has time gone by?
It has flown by. You know, I told you I've been sheriff for over 5.5 years. And that happened in the blink of an eye.
So, boom.
Yeah.
So before we get into talking about things we're going to talk about, tell everybody a little bit about your background.
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks for inviting me.
Sure.
Thanks for having me on. I am the sheriff of our beautiful and wonderful county of Chester. I started my law enforcement career at SLED 30 years ago.
Sure.
Started answering the telephone at SLED when I was in college and became a narcotics agent there, and really spent my 25 years there involved in drug enforcement. I developed a passion for drug enforcement that later led to me being involved in advising policymakers about drug policy. And so I've had a great career, retired as the captain of the narcotics division at SLED. That was my career goal. And in 2019, Governor McMaster asked me to serve as the interim sheriff in Chester County. Due to the indictment of the sheriff at the time, and I agreed, and I served as that interim. I decided to run in March of 2020. I was elected, so I took my seat as the elected sheriff in January of 2021, served that first term, and I was just reelected, and so I was just sworn in January for my second term. So it equals up to about 5.5 years. But it's happened very quickly.
So in that, for people who are not familiar with this story, and we don't need to get into all the details, but you came in and had to take over a rather challenging department because your predecessor ended up in jail.
Right.
And so how hard was it for you to get the house in order?
Yeah, so challenging is an understatement. We went through a lot of our community just didn't trust us, didn't trust our agency, and so we made it the priority to do all that we could to rebuild that trust, and not just because of what all was going on then with that situation. We went through the civil unrest that was going on nationally about that distrust of law enforcement. We went through COVID.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Hey, Manning, I hear the gyros are back at Substation 2.
That's right, Alex, and they are great. They're made to order, served hot on warm, soft pita bread with creamy tzatziki sauce, onion, and tomato. And I can't wait to get one.
Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Don't resign your retirement plan to some rule of thumb. Your own personal retirement is unique to you and your family. Give our common sense investing approach a shot. Anderson Griggs Investments, a genuine money manager right here in Rock Hill. 324-5044 or online at andersongriggs.com.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
The Piedmont Medical Center Women's Tower at our Rock Hill campus boasts fully furnished labor and delivery rooms and family care suites. Our Level 3 NICU is equipped to provide advanced medical treatments for premature infants and infants who may have complications. Inside the Women's Tower, families begin bonding with their special deliveries in private family care suites, allowing mom and baby to relax with ease. Learn more at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
It's soup weather, and Substation 2 is ready. Nothing says fall like a cup of hot, delicious soup, and we serve a rotating selection of flavors. Just call to find out what's on the menu, because we never know what we're going to feel like making that day. Soup and sandwich, what a great combo. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell is defending last year's interest rate cuts, saying they were needed because of cooler labor market conditions. Powell, addressing the Senate Banking Committee, says the Fed now doesn't need to be in a hurry to lower interest rates further. The labor market is solid, he says, and inflation is still higher than the 2% goal. Powell also committed to work with Congress and colleagues at the Fed to examine ways to address debanking. Coca-Cola shares are up more than 3%. People are buying more of its drinks and are paying more. DuPont shares are rallying up more than 6%. It reported a smaller than expected loss for the recent quarter. DuPont is seeing more demand for products used by electronics companies. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola. Invested in you.
When I started skiing, I didn't think about setting any records. When I won my first race, I didn't think about how many more I might win. So when I made it to the top of the world, it never crossed my mind to stop. Being the best isn't the same as being your best. There are no shortcuts to the top, so find the people who help get you there. I'm Michaela Schifrin, and that's what Team Stiefel means to me. If you're an advisor or an investor, choose Stiefel, where success meets success.
Stiefel Nicholas & Company, Incorporated. Member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment.
In the News Center, I'm Stephen Stone. Affinity Health Center recognizing their outgoing executive director, Anita Case, is moving on after 20 years. She joined in 2005 when they were known as Catawba Care Coalition. Case talks about the transition and her time with Affinity.
I think part of the reason that I am able to make this transition is that we have built a phenomenal team, phenomenal leadership team, the executive team that I work closely with that includes Heather here. They're so strong. They're so smart. They're so mission-oriented and committed to this work. And so I know I'm leaving my baby in excellent hands.
Case will be relocating to Asheville to work for a similar organization. Heather McCutcheon will serve as the interim CEO while the board launches a national search for its next leader. And Myrtle Beach City Council will be discussing the future of their minor league baseball team today. New standards in the league are required for the Pelican Stadium, which was built in the late 90s. Improvements expected to cost roughly $20 million to keep the Pelicans in Myrtle Beach.
Hey, Manning, I hear the gyros are back at Substation 2.
That's right, Alex, and they are great. They're made to order, served hot, on warm, soft pita bread with creamy tzatziki sauce, onion, and tomato. And I can't wait to get one.
Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Our common sense investing is not designed to take your life savings, roll the dice, and make you rich. We design a plan to keep the standard of living you have grown accustomed to the same throughout your retirement, be it 20, 30, or even 40 more years. Anderson Griggs Investments, 324-5044, or online at andersongriggs.com.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
At Piedmont Medical Center, we have the expertise to treat the conditions that cause back pain, and we're focused on delivering compassionate care to help you live life pain-free. In fact, Piedmont Medical Center is designated a Blue Distinction Center for Spine Surgery by Blue Cross Blue Shield for our commitment to quality care and comprehensive spine surgery services. And by the way, Piedmont offers robotic spine surgery, an innovative surgical option that assists the spine surgeon and care team throughout the surgery. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. We apologize for the technical glitch, but I think we got it straightened out. Chester County Sheriff Max Dorsey is with us, and we were just talking before we were interrupted about the challenges you had to rebuild that department because your predecessor had done a bunch of funny stuff that ended up in jail.
Right.
And you're now back and you've got it to where you want. The people are trusting the department again?
Yes. You know, that's not something that you're one and done. You don't gain someone's trust and it's there forever. You have to work at that every day. And that is a priority of ours at the sheriff's office, that we work extremely hard to build trust with our community and the people that we serve every day. And how do you do that? Well, you go out there and you do what you say you're going to do, and you treat people the way you want to be treated. You do everything honestly and with integrity, and you respect others, and you hold one another accountable, and you confront and challenge bad behavior. And that's what we do. And you know, we don't get it right all the time. We're human, and we fail sometimes. And when we do, we address it appropriately and move on. But we've got an incredible agency. We have incredible heroes, men and women who serve and sacrifice for our community. I'm extremely proud of them.
Good. So how big is your department? I mean, how many?
So in total, we have around 120 employees, but that includes a dispatch center. We dispatch for all emergency services in our county. That includes the detention center. So we have a 24-hour, 365-day detention facility. We have people we have to take care of all the time. And then we have the enforcement side. So those are investigators, SROs, patrol officers, civil process, training, all that. So around 120 employees total, roughly.
And as far as deputies are out there working the three shifts, I mean, how many?
Yeah. So we have 12-hour shifts around the clock, 24/7. Those are the men and women you see in the patrol cars, patrolling our county, 580 square miles. It's a huge county. And then we have investigators. We have an SRO in every school. We have thousands of papers that we serve every year, civil process. We have training. We have a training department. We have a narcotics unit, property crime. So We do it all. We're the one-stop shop law enforcement agency for our county.
So how big is your budget?
So my budget's a little more than $6 million.
Okay. Wow.
Yes.
Good for you. All right, so you're out and about. Your background is in drug enforcement. You did this with SLED for 25 years, retired as a captain.
Yes, sir.
Did you ever think that you were going to stumble upon what you stumbled upon here a week or 10 days ago?
No, I didn't. We have prioritized focusing on drug dealers and drug traffickers. That was a priority of mine, really my entire career, but especially coming back to my hometown and serving as sheriff. And I'm determined to disrupt and dismantle as many drug dealers and drug trafficking organizations as one can in Chester. And if I can do it where it will have some collateral effect in other counties, so be it. But the narcotics investigators assigned to our units are just amazing, and they work extremely hard, and they're doing that every day. They are identifying drug dealers and drug traffickers, and they are building cases to where we can prosecute them and put them in prison. I have made it very clear to them that we're not just arresting people just to arrest them. We want to arrest them and be in a position where we can prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law to ensure they go to the prison for the maximum amount of time.
You know, sitting here in Rock Hill, I have to ask myself, Chester County is a much smaller community than York County is.
Yes, we're about 35,000 people.
Yeah, and we're 300,000.
Right.
Right? So one-tenth the size. And yet you have a lot of this drug activity going on. Now, is this drug activity that's kind of a satellite location for other bigger locations, like in the big cities to the north? Or?
Well, I think it's indicative of what's happening in America. We are struggling with an opioid crisis all across our country. We have seen since the late 90s, our drug overdoses have skyrocketed. From in the 80s and 90s, you would have anywhere from 6,000 to 10,000 people in America dying from a drug overdose. Now we're seeing 100,000 people dying a year of drug overdoses. We have seen those numbers go down a little bit in the last couple years, but you're still in America now, Manning, you're having anywhere from 250 to 300 people die every day in America from a drug overdose. Now, that is the equivalent of a major jet airliner going down every day. And the message that I talk about this all the time, how well do you think the airline industry would be doing if a jet crashed every day and 250 to 300 people died every day? It wouldn't be doing very well.
No.
And so for whatever reason, and we can sit here and talk about this all day, but for whatever reason, this opioid crisis and the overdose death crisis has just not gotten the attention that it needs. And I'm singing it, I'm screaming it at the top of my lungs that we need to recognize how many people are really dying every year from this crisis. In Chester, you know, to show that we are not immune to what's going on. In Chester last year, every 60 hours, someone overdosed from a drug. And from every 60 hours, every 15 days, someone died.
Oh, my. Oh.
So that's what's happening in a small rural county, and it is no different than what's happening in York County, in Richland County, in Greenville County, in Charlotte, Atlanta, and New York. It's just proportionate.
So here, as I say, about a week and a half ago, you had a press conference. You look very good at that, by the way.
You were Thank you.
Dressed to the nines. You look pretty good.
I appreciate that.
And I always remember what you said. You busted enough fentanyl to kill 800,000 people.
Yeah,
that's right. Huge.
Yeah, and I want to be clear, that wasn't just a number I threw off the top of my head. That is, so the DEA estimates for every kilo of fentanyl, theoretically, 500,000 people can be killed from a kilogram of fentanyl. That's 1,000 grams, 2.2 pounds. So we seized 1.7 kilograms of fentanyl, which is roughly around, theoretically, a fatal dose for over 800,000 people.
I remember former Sheriff Kevin Tolson, I don't know how long ago this was, I'll say a couple of years ago,
yes,
had a major press conference. Mm-hmm. You may have been there. I don't know.
No, but I'm aware of that.
They came out with wheelbarrows full and plastic drums, everything wrapped in plastic bags. We all had to sit back a certain distance.
Right.
And, Lord, we couldn't touch anything.
Right.
And that... He said there was enough fentanyl there to kill everybody in the state of South Carolina.
That's right.
Bags and bags and bags of this stuff.
Right. And that's what's out there. And, you know, so our arrest and search warrant was two Fridays ago. But within days, there was a major seizure by my good friend, the sheriff down in Florence County, TJ Joy. I think they seized 5 or 6 kilos of fentanyl, 995. The sheriff in... Union County, North Carolina, had a significant seizure within days. So, you know, we are, law enforcement in America, and especially in South Carolina, we are regularly taking off kilograms of fentanyl. And certainly us removing those bulk quantities from the street, that's saving lives. But the difference now is we have hope, because there has been a philosophical change and how we protect our border. local law enforcement across America for so long, we've been incredibly frustrated because we're doing all that we can. We're making those arrests, we're seizing those bulk quantities, and yet with an open border, that those drugs are still coming across. But now we have an administration in the White House who I feel strongly is changing that. And so you can see, just in the short time that President Trump's been there, we are seeing action of putting people on the border, stopping that flow of migrants coming across, but most importantly, those drugs.
It is, I mean, and again, we could talk all day about this. Why anybody in a position of authority would allow a border situation like we've had for the last 4 or 5 years.
Yes, sir.
To be like it is. Actually, it goes back past, I mean, Biden just made it worse.
That's right.
Nobody really shut this thing down.
Right.
Right now, it looks like Trump is going to shut it down.
Yeah.
He sent down 3,000 troops. He's given all the ICE agents everything they need to do. And there's a new spirit about it.
It is. And you know, I've said all along, this has been an invasion of our country. And it has been an effort to weaken our country. These drugs are made in China. This is all an effort by the Chinese government to weaken our country. They are in collusion with the Mexican authorities, and they're manufacturing this product in China. They are moving it to Mexico, and it has been easily brought across our border. And so now I'm convinced that President Trump's going to put a stop to that.
It must be frustrating to you, anybody in law enforcement, to realize that with all the attention drugs are getting in this country, it's like nobody's hearing the message. It's just like they've turned it off, which is much different than, as you use the analogy of a plane crashing every day in terms of what's happening with fentanyl. Plane crashes don't happen every day. So when they do happen, boom.
They get attention.
Gets everybody's attention.
That's right.
I would think a drug bust like what you had got a lot of attention.
Right.
A lot of attention.
And that's what I want to do. I want to create attention for these things. I want to create conversations that should be had in families' living rooms, because that's where it's got to start. You know, again, we can make all the arrests in the world. We can seize all the drugs that we can. But as long as that demand side is present, there's always going to be a need for those drugs to fill that demand. And so as much as we do on the supply side, and that's law enforcement's role, and to the military to some degree to protect our border, but families need to have those conversations early, as soon as kids can understand it. And families need to explain to these kids how dangerous this is. The success rate of getting off these drugs is very low, maybe 10% at best.
Ooh.
And so that's why it's so important for families to have those conversations and have them throughout the lives of their children. This is for their safety. This is to keep them alive. And so, you know, my children, they had a unique upbringing because their dad was a narcotics agent. And so I was not ashamed of having those hard conversations with them. And they're amazing kids, and they understand that message. But it's just that important. And I urge families to have those conversations every day.
I would love to have your kids around the table, seriously now, to ask them what kind of feedback they got from their peers in school.
Yeah.
When they relayed, here's what my dad told me, because I'll bet you it's exactly the opposite in terms of what most of those kids are hearing.
Right. I could arrange that. I know my son, he would talk years off. I don't know how much my daughter would say. But I would say what I hope I did was that I was real. I was honest. I was open about it. I didn't scare them. I wanted them to know the reality of drug addiction and drug abuse. I hope that was the difference.
You know, we used to have a lovely lady in this community by the name of Barbara Leslie, and she had a program called TUFS, Teens Under Fire. And she used to take teens to an emergency room, because her husband was a physician, She used to take him to the jail, and I've forgotten where. Oh, and used to take him, I think, to a morgue.
Oh, yeah.
The whole idea was, this is what can happen if you make wrong decisions.
Right.
Very interesting. I don't know whether you could ever replicate a program like that en masse, because that's what needs to happen.
Right.
Like every school, every class, you know, from whatever,
yeah,
eighth grade on.
That's where it begins. We've got to educate. We can't scare these kids. These kids, they're not scared of the things that you and I may have been scared of. But we've got to educate these children. We also need to change the way we see substance abuse and addiction. The people who are struggling with addiction, they're still humans. And I do not believe that substance abuse is going to be solved through the criminal justice system. I believe that that is a medical and a mental health issue that needs to be handled through the medical profession. Now, that is not to say that it excuses bad behavior.
Right.
You can't rely on the fact that, oh, I'm addicted to drugs and that caused me to commit these crimes. I don't agree with that. You still have to be held accountable. But we really need to see addiction differently. And again, it's taken me 30 years to change the way I have seen it. But these are still humans. And until we change that demand, there's always going to be a supplier out there.
But as you say, the chances of getting clean and getting off this stuff once you're hooked, particularly with fentanyl, is difficult.
It's very difficult. And so how do you prevent that? You don't start at all. You don't ever try it. Uh-huh. You stay away from those environments. You do everything that you can to make good decisions.
You tell your kids, don't drink anything unless you've popped the top yourself.
Yes, sir.
Don't just take a drink from somebody.
That's right.
Not going to work. You also, fortunately, have a very tough fentanyl law in this state, South Carolina. I don't know whether the bad guys have picked up yet or whether they're understanding how bad it is, but you're going to go to jail for a long time.
Yes, sir. And I'll tell you, we were one of the first, if not the first, agencies in South Carolina to use the new fentanyl trafficking law. I said the other day, I don't think the ink was dry from the governor's signature on the bill. Within hours, we made arrests based on that new law, and it is very tough. You're looking, if you get caught with more than 28 grams, you're looking at a mandatory minimum 25 years in prison, up to 40 years. And you've got to do 85% before you're eligible for parole. So that is a very tough law, and we're using it regularly in Chester County.
I would imagine this bust that you had here just a week and a half ago.
Yes, just on the drugs, just on the fentanyl, not the other drugs, not the guns and all the other stuff, just on that amount of fentanyl. They're looking at a mandatory minimum 25 years, up to 40 years.
And I guess the thing that most people have to realize, if you don't think this is happening in your own backyard, you are being very naive, because it's happening everywhere.
It's happening everywhere. And you know, one of my pet peeves is I'll hear people say, only in Chester. This is only in Chester. But no, open the newspaper, turn the news on, click on something else other than a social media feed. It's happening in America. And if you don't realize that, you need to come out from under the rock that you're in.
Max Dorsey, I'm sorry our program got interrupted, but we'll get you back here next time. All right?
Thank you, man. I really appreciate
Sheriff
it.
Sheriff Max Dorsey from Chester County, our guest this afternoon on a Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. And by Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors, online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. All right, what we do here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, is magic. Fresh subs and salads. We do it 6 days a week. We got Buster in the dock here and the good sheriff. Here we go at the count of three. One, two, three. How we do it?
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Have yourself a wonderful day, and we hope it's going to warm up. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.